Perkins from Barbados.
Africa.
In Search of Africa.
Up where the air is thin but the heavens are wide, there is a village called Geechee. The huts are like overgrown mushrooms on the frosty green alpine slopes. These are the slopes of northern Ethiopia, where an Israeli friend and I spent 4 days, thrilled by the beauty, exhausted by our resilience. We were heading out to one of the peaks, this one only 4,000 meters high, but because we had no tent, we spent the nights, thanks to our guide, in the huts of the villagers. So there we were, the evening before the summit, standing on a slope above our hosts for the night, dusk slowly climbing the quiet fields. My friend watched the contentment of some nearby cows. "Could you stay here the rest of your life?" he asked. I paused. It was just a question for the reflective mood of the landscape. I thought of the pros. It was pretty, very pretty. The community was close and friendly. Life, it seemed, was simple. Simple wants, fewer needs. On the other hand, it was cold, and I come from the Caribbean. For me, the sun has to be warm, not just pretty. Then there were my friends. Not many, but the few I have are important. I would need mail. I could not see a postman trekking 2 days out here with my mail every week. Then, of course, my mother would want to call me at least once a month. And because nobody spoke English, I could not even rely on conversation for entertainment. But that's okay, I have my music. But would I ever have enough batteries? To me, it seemed life would not be so simple. But I could not bring myself to admit this to my friend. All we talked about for the last 2 days is how wonderful the mountains and people were. I felt like a hypocrite. In the end, I told him I would need to think about a decision like that. "I know what you mean," he responded. And so the place was no longer so comforting for either of us. It became a calm but persistent challenge to our lifestyles. Could we not stay because, despite all this splendor, there was nothing to consume? Was our resilience only meant to last as long as it took to write home about it? It was sad to think that these villagers would adapt to our world easier than we could adapt to theirs. Ironically, this made me feel deprived. But that night, it occurred to me that we might be romanticizing the villagers as much as we had romanticized the landscape. Who is to say their lives are simple? Raising a family and livestock is no easy task. Plus, even they are affected by the dynamic world around them, tourists dropping in, always something else at the weekly market to buy. Perhaps life is not inherently simpler on a mountaintop. And if I were to build myself a hut, eventually all I would have is what I take for granted and memories of what I've lost. There's not much sweetness in that. I told my friend all this the next day when we stopped to take a breath. The air is thin up there, and for us it was easy to get winded. Much nicer at those times to pause for a while and take deep breaths of heaven.
Africa.
For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.